For American Family News, I'm Chris Woodward. Anti-Israel protests remain in the news, especially at schools such as New York University and Columbia. Some parents and concerned citizens may hear these things and think, this doesn't affect me, it's not my campus. But Sophia Witt of Students Supporting Israel says that would be a mistake.
If it is happening at Columbia, it could happen anywhere.
Students reportedly walked out of their middle school in Utah in protest of so-called furries. Bronson Woodruff explains.
If you don't know, so-called furries are a subculture of people of various ages who are interested in animals that have human-like characteristics. They'll often dress in full-body animal costumes. Platforms including Libs of TikTok released videos showing students standing outside their school after they walked out.
Every time they go, they're always just wearing a mask, but the principal finally stood up and banned those stuff.
But they still wear them every day.
Yeah, they don't get in trouble. The principal doesn't get make them get in trouble.
Yeah. All the principal says is just be kind, be nice.
Corrine Johnson is the president of Utah Parents United.
But as you can see from the video, roughly 75 students left campus and went across the street to make their voices heard that they wanted to be given the same treatment.
She pointed out students dressing as furries don't follow the dress code. And according to the students, that's not all.
They attack us and we get in trouble.
How else do they attack you guys?
They either bite us, they scratch us.
Johnson encourages parents to continue helping Utah Parents United document by sending pictures, videos, and information. I'm Bronson Woodruff.
Individuals, think tanks, and special interest groups continue to speak out against the Biden Department of Education's changes to Title IX. The department is redefining the word sex to include gender identity. Critics say legislators responsible for Title IX and civil rights law did not intend for that to be the case. Meanwhile, former coach Kim Russell says males will have an advantage over females in sporting events.
They can not only move more quickly, they are stronger, they can also recover more quickly. Their bones are denser than women's, so less likely to break. Their hip width and the actual, angles with the hips and the legs are totally different, which makes them more streamlined and less likely to get certain injuries like ACL tears.
The Department of Education told AFN it did not take steps yet on the sports issue with Title IX in males and female sports, but the Independent Women's Forum, the Heritage Foundation, Family Research Council, and the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty say the department's own wording says education programs and activities. Sports are activities. The Kansas legislature may soon send an unwelcome message to the state's governor on pro-life legislation. Details in this story from Charlie Butts.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has vetoed another bill passed by the legislature. First, it had several provisions related to adoption, as explained by Gene Godden of Kansans for Life.
One was to create adoption savings accounts for those families who want to set aside funds to help lessen the financial burden of adopting a child, which the most recent statistics do show it's around $35,000 or $40,000.
It would also allow tax credits for adopting families to bring that into line with federal tax credits. In addition, it permits a tax credit for individuals or businesses that provide financial assistance to pro-life pregnancy centers. But Governor Kelly signed a veto stating the legislature is meddling in the personal lives of Kansas women.
It's just another evidence of the fact that our governor really is so far left-leaning. She is not middle of the road as she claims, because Kansans support and want women to have alternatives to abortion. And this bill definitely expresses the will of Kansans that these organizations are valuable.
Not all is lost, though. The legislature returns later this week, and there's a good chance members will be successful in overriding the governor's vetoes of pro-life legislation. I'm Charlie Butts.
In final news, the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline is $3.66. The average for diesel, $4.03. That's all our time for now. Find more news on AFN.net.